Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Coming up in the hour, mostly due to a really great guest. First, I want to mention a couple of things. In the weekly newsletter, I'm doing a lot more follow-up from the show. I'm trying to take notes during the show, and if there are key points that I think you might have wanted to write down, but you're in the car, can't do it, that kind of thing, I'm putting those in there. For example, this week, the newsletter was about mostly about breast cancer and supplements. After breast cancer, I highlighted a link to a new article on the website of 13 steps that you can take to prevent breast cancer, and I just put the bare outline of that in the newsletter. But I also repeated 2 weeks ago, Dale Berthon was on. He's a cancer survivor, had bladder cancer, and he did a combination of alternative and conventional therapies. Did not have his bladder removed, did not do radiation, but still came away with a total remission and a PET scan that showed that he had no cancer. So I knew people would want to know what he did, so he provided some details of what his program looked like. And when he did chemo, he did not lose his hair, he didn't miss any work, so obviously taking a little bit different tactic. So that's in there. I just checked the website this morning, and it's not the archive of that newsletter isn't up yet. But anyway, I do. If you aren't signed up for the newsletter, probably be a good idea if you did, just if for no other reason than to be able to access things that website links and so on that come up during the show. Speaking of websites, we're working on updating, remodeling the Radio Marty HealthyByNatureShow.com website. And I really would appreciate your suggestions. You can go on the website and email us, or you can call. I will hunt up the phone number for that and give it to you as soon as we come back from this break that's coming up. But if you call and you can say, hey, I wish it would do thus and so, we're certainly going to try and make it easier to navigate, but do let us know what you think. Coming up, if you have any issues with weight loss or weight gain, you have aching joints, depression, eczema, headaches, exhaustion, cramps, seizures, declines in dental health, irritability, infertility, gastrointestinal problems like bloating, pain, gas, constipation, diarrhea, all of those things could be due to or at least aggravated by something you're eating every single day, probably every single meal and snack in between. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Dr. Tom O'Brien, who's an expert in such things. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Ever wonder if the vitamin pills you swallow actually dissolve? Good question. Don't guess about absorbing vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. They've been shown to lower blood levels of homocysteine, a chemical that increases the risk of heart disease and many other degenerative conditions. Those Bs are also important for fertility and optimum brain function. 40% of adults are low in vitamin B12, and many seniors with memory problems are actually just B12 deficient. B12 shots are known to boost energy. But why not make life easy with no-shot sublingual Bs? These tiny, tasty little pellets dissolve instantly under your tongue, pass right into the bloodstream, and get to work building your health. No-shot Bs contain serious amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid, but only cost pennies a day.
Look for no-shot Bs at healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improves nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com or find them on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I hope it didn't come across that I was panicked during that first section, but somehow or another I had the volume turned down so that I couldn't hear the music or myself, and I was just talking to a monitor wondering if I was actually broadcasting. So I give you a phone number. It is 877-262-7843. That's for comments on the newsletter, questions, ideas for the new website, problems, concerns. Hey, we wouldn't mind a compliment. That would be great. Probably those just keep us going, so that would be lovely. The guest that I mentioned earlier is Dr. Tom O'Brien. He is a doctor of chiropractic, but he's also a certified clinical nutritionist, and he is certified in a special way in nutrition by his chiropractic discipline. He's an internationally recognized speaker, workshop leader. He specializes in gluten sensitivity and celiac disease. He's known as a Sherlock Holmes for chronic disease and metabolic disorders, finding out what's going on and treating them under functional medicine perspectives and procedures. Delighted to have him with us, that he was willing to get up so early in California to be on today. Good morning, Dr. O'Brien.
Marty, good morning to you.
Well, we're real glad to have you back. We made what was really probably a first introduction last year, a little late to the party on that, I think, because I've known for a long time that gluten can be a big issue for people. And so we laid a foundation, but I think we need to bring it up again because it's becoming more and more topical, and people are now able to see in the marketplace big gluten-free sections and so on. And a lot of people who don't know that they have those problems are probably wondering what that's all about. So let's start and maybe fairly quickly go over some basics. We are going to be able to take listener calls at 800-281-TALK. 800-281-8255. But let's start with the most basic thing. What the heck is gluten?
Gluten is a family of proteins in most grains. Gluten is not bad for you. Bad gluten is bad for you. And the family of glutens that are toxic to the human body are in wheat, rye, and barley. So those are the three, and your listeners need to know that because somewhere down the road they're going to read there's gluten in rice. And they're going to say, oh, my God, have I still been eating gluten and causing damage? Oh, my God, don't worry about it. Now, some people can be sensitive to rice. That's, of course, true. Some people can be sensitive to tomatoes. But in terms of this topic of gluten sensitivity, the toxic grains for humans are wheat, rye, and barley.
And all over our listening audience, I hear people saying, well, wait a minute, wheat, that's bread. That's the bread of life. It's in the Bible. People have eaten bread forever. Why is it all of a sudden a problem?
That's a really good question because it comes up in lectures all the time. It's in the Bible. And I've got a really short answer. And the answer is, with all due respect, No one on the planet is eating the bread that Jesus Christ ate. So stop using that as an excuse. It's been modified so many times, it's not the same product. So what the Bible talked about thousands of years ago is not what you have available in your store today. What's available in your store today is unable to be digested by humans. This is just the research. This is not my opinion. If you read the research, it's very clear. Humans cannot digest the proteins in wheat, rye, and barley. And what happens is that, well, people say, well, I eat bread. I don't have a problem with it. It tastes good to me. Right. Until you cross a threshold somewhere down the road, because your body, here's a way of thinking of it. Dr. Alessio Fasano at Harvard, he's the chair, means he runs the Department of Pediatric Gastroenterology at Mass General Hospital at Harvard. And he tells us no human can digest wheat. No human. Whether or not it causes a problem, there's a whole series of things on a checklist that have to occur before you notice the problem, but no human can digest it. Every time we eat wheat, it causes inflammation in our intestines. It causes something called intestinal permeability. The slang term is leaky gut. Every time we eat gluten, this happens. But the fastest growing cells in your body are the inside lining of your intestines. You may have heard this before. Every 3, 5, 7 days, we have a new lining to our intestines. Those cells are constantly shedding off like the snake of a skin, and there's an automatic mechanism to rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. So you eat gluten, you cause inflammation, you destroy more cells, but that rebuilding process is going on, so you're rebuilding, patching the damage, patching up like a bicycle tire. The old tires, you know, you patch a flat, rebuilding, rebuilding, rebuilding. And then one day you cross a line, an imaginary line. It's like the straw that broke the camel's back. One more day, and now you don't heal from the damage caused by gluten. Then you get this damage that's accumulating in your intestines, and then you start the mechanism of how it can affect you anywhere in your body. Wherever your weak link is, you know, you pull at a chain, it breaks at the weak link. It's at one end, the middle, the other end. It's your heart, your liver, your kidney, your brain. Wherever the weak link is genetically, the pull on the chain is eating gluten causing the inflammation. So one day you pull just enough and that link breaks. Wherever the weak link is, it breaks. Here come the symptoms of recurrent kidney infections, or the symptoms of attention deficit in a child, or the symptoms of seizures. You know, 50% of children with drug-resistant epilepsy. That is a terrible situation if you're a parent and your child has seizures and the drugs aren't working. That's called drug-resistant epilepsy. 50% of these people put on a gluten-free diet, all their seizures go away on a gluten-free diet. This is in the Journal of Gastroenterology. This is not my idea. This is published in the literature. 50% of drug-resistant epileptic cases go into complete remission on a gluten-free diet. So wherever your weak link is, that's where it's going to show.
We'll get back to what some of the other weak links might be, because I think people care a lot more about learning something like this if they know how it's going to affect them. But Carolyn in Carrollton has a question that we might as well address right now. Good morning, Carolyn. Carolyn? Hello?
Carolyn went to sleep.
Well, they typed out her question, and it's, what if there's a little bit of gluten in a food product and you eat it then? Well, you have to start all over again. So, and phrase it another way, you mentioned that our gut rebuilds itself, the lining, every few days. So if you take a break, you eat wheat, some kind of gluten, and then 4 days later, you eat it again. Are you just treading water and saying, even because you've built a new gut in the meantime, or is it maybe just a little less efficient every time? Does it still catch up with you?
Well, that's a really good question. And I don't think I've ever been asked that question that way. That's great. That's great.
Welcome to Healthy Bad Nutrients, what we do.
There you go. There you go. That's a really good question. So if you've crossed the line, And your immune system is now activated to fight this thing called gluten that we're eating. You know, the immune system is the armed forces in the body. There's an Army, an Air Force, a Marine, a Coast Guard, a Navy. There's different branches of the armed forces, and we call them IgG, IgA, IgE, IgM. They're just different branches of the armed forces. Once you've crossed the line, with that imaginary line, wherever it is, now your immune system's activated, and the antibodies produced in the immune system are traveling in circulation, and that system gets turned on. It runs for at least 3 months, sometimes 6 months, before it calms down, as long as there's no more exposure. So 3 to 6 months of an immune reaction to try to protect you, because this poison, your body thinks it's a poison, has come in. 3 to 6 months. So now you're squeaky clean for 2 weeks, but your immune system is still acting up for 3 to 6 months. So you're squeaky clean now for months and months and months. Let's say you're squeaky clean for 6 months. You don't have any exposure to gluten whatsoever. Will my immune system calm down? Yes, it will. And then it stops the damage to wherever your weak link is. Well, what if I have a minute exposure? Here's the way the immunology...
All right. Hold that thought, please, Dr. O'Brien. We'll be right back after these words, and we'll follow up on that and look at what some of the common symptoms are that people might not be associating with the fact that they are eating gluten on a regular basis. We'll tell you where it comes from and what to do about it. Please stay with us.
Join the Chia Revolution. Switch to Chia Omega today. People striving to live a healthy lifestyle understand the importance of omega-3s. Health professionals frequently recommend fish oil to encourage cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. Now there is an eco-friendly vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. Chia Omega is an all-natural plant-based omega-3 supplement made from the chia seed oil. The richest, most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, chia seeds contain even more ALA omega-3s than fish or flax, minus the fishy aftertaste. In 4 exclusive formulas, including vegan, the Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulations is one of the first to combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. Join the Chia Revolution today. Ask for Chia Omega wherever fine health foods are sold. Chia Omega. Good for you. Good for the planet.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
You can't even see one of your cells, but they sure are important. A healthy, energetic body requires healthy systems and organs. They, in turn, must be made up of healthy cells. Dr. John Young, MD, founded Young Health to help his patients restore their bodies and achieve peak performance by building a strong cellular foundation. Drawing on his experience with patients and extensive research into the latest biochemical, physiological, and Nobel Prize-winning protocols, Dr. Young created a program that increases overall health and vitality and even addresses the root causes of many chronic conditions. The Young Health Shake incorporates a superior source of protein, a balanced blend of essential fatty acids, pH balancing drops, and the antioxidant-rich whole fruit puree, fruit of the spirit. Visit younghealth.com to see video testimonials from Young Health Shake users. The site also details about Dr. Young's weekly conference call where you can get your questions answered directly by the doctor. Order online at younghealth.com or call 800-753-1387. 800-753-1387.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Dr. Tom O'Brien is a world-renowned expert in gluten, and he's also organized something called the Gluten Summit. It's a free online seminar series. He's gathered 29 of the world's experts and opinion leaders on the topics of gluten-related disorders, nutrition, and healthy living. And it starts in November. I will give you the details. The main detail you need to know is go to RadioMarty.com, or if you prefer, HBNShow.com. Click on the events and appearances page, and there's a big fat link there that will take you to where you can register. I recognize lots of the names on the list. I was very impressed. We had a follow-up question from Carolyn, but I'm going to save that for a little later in the show. I think it's time we talk about the short-term effects. Like you say, a lot of people say, well, look, I had bread for dinner last night. I'm alive today, so how bad could it be? And then there are the long-term effects, which I'm acutely aware of, my book on acid reflux and heartburn, shows that in that case, the long-term effect is the most dangerous because it interferes with the absorption of minerals and vitamin B12 and protein and so on. So I'm gathering that if you're eating something that's constantly interfering with the intestine's ability to absorb the nutrients you need, there are some long-term effects that people may never connect with the fact that they've been eating bread. So, Dr. O'Brien, short-term, maybe more observable effects, and then the long-term insidious ones that sneak up on us.
The short-term effects are really easy to describe. Dr. Rodney Ford is a pediatric gastroenterologist who's been talking about the short-term effects of gluten sensitivity for a number of years, and he says it very well. He says, what are the short-term effects? Well, anytime someone is sick, if you have headaches, it may be from gluten. If you have joint pain, it may be from gluten sensitivity. If you have skin problems, acne, psoriasis, it may be from gluten. Any symptom you have may be because of a sensitivity to gluten. It would be very silly to say every symptom is because of gluten. That's utter nonsense. But it's very rational and scientific to say any symptom may be the effect. So people always say, well, what about this? And so let me say it again. Any symptom may be the effect of a gluten sensitivity. But what about heartburn? Any symptom may be the effect of a gluten sensitivity. But what about miscarriages? Any symptom may be the effect. So I don't know how to say it any differently, but people always will say, well, what about this? So let me try to get past the what about this. The paper, there's 19,000 research papers on this in the medical literature, 19,000. I published a paper in the Journal of Practical Gastroenterology a couple of years ago called Reproductive Disorders in Celiac Disease. This causes miscarriages. This kills fetuses. It causes intrauterine growth retardation, which means the baby doesn't grow when mom is pregnant. It causes early births with lots of birth defects. If you have the sensitivity, it's going to manifest wherever the weak link in your chain is. What are the long-term effects? Any symptom. And it sounds silly to say that, but liver cancer, as what killed my godmother, was caused by celiac disease. Heart attacks, as killed my father, was caused by celiac disease. And their death certificate said, my dad died of a heart attack, myocardial infarction. What the death certificate should have said, myocardial infarction secondary to celiac disease. And there are so many research papers on this. There are thousands of research papers from all over the world of the potential problems that may occur if you have a sensitivity to gluten. When you aren't getting the results that you want to get from the protocols you're doing, the things your doctors and nutritionists are recommending, and you aren't feeling like $1 million, maybe it's a gluten sensitivity. You just need to ask the question and check it out. That's all. Just check it out. Do you have a gluten sensitivity causing the frustration in your being healthier?
Let's define the difference between – there's so many different ways. You listed a whole bunch of parts of our immune system, different branches of the military, so to speak, they all can, one way or another, react to gluten. But let's differentiate at least between celiac disease and gluten intolerance in general, a more generic sense.
Sure. Let's think of an iceberg. What you can see on the surface, the amount of ice that's above the water, is nowhere near what's below the water, right? So above the water, what we can see, what scientists see and our immunologists tell us is, let's just say somebody has a gluten-related disorder. Okay, that's kind of a general overview, but the experts have asked that we use that concept. So what you can see, well, obviously, it's a gluten-related disorder. Okay, what type of a gluten-related disorder? So now you go below the waterline. There's this whole world there of an iceberg. There's this huge iceberg down there. If it affects your intestines and it causes the wearing down of the – they're called microvilli. It's like shags of shag carpeting. You know, each shag absorbs different nutrients in your intestines. One shag absorbs calcium, the next shag absorbs vitamin B, the next shag absorbs vitamin C, the next shag absorbs proteins. All the shags absorb different nutrients. If your sensitivity to gluten, if the weak link in your chain is that it causes the shags to wear down and you've got Berber, that's celiac disease. And when you have celiac disease, you don't absorb nutrients because the shags have worn down. You don't absorb calcium. You get osteoporosis. Not rocket science. That's why in the Archives of Internal Medicine, they say that every osteoporotic patient needs to be checked for celiac disease, as celiac disease could be the cause of their osteoporosis. So I showed that study in the seminars for doctors. I say, so doctors, if the Archives of Internal Medicine say every osteoporotic patient just needs to be checked because it's so darn common as the cause of it, which patient are you not going to check? So if it's below the waterline causing the shags to wear down, it's celiac disease. And then the other category, because they really don't know how to categorize this, is non-celiac gluten sensitivity. They don't know, you know, how else to refer to it. So, okay, it's not celiac disease. It's something else. It's affecting the liver. Or it's something else. It's affecting the brain with seizures. Or it's something else. It's affecting the kidneys or the muscles. So the terminology, the proper terminology is a gluten-related disorder. That's true for everyone that's having a reaction. And then it's either celiac disease, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, or a wheat allergy. Now, an allergy is when you do the skin prick test. That's called an IgE reaction. Remember, different branches of the armed forces. The IgE reaction is when they do skin prick testing. That started in the 1950s, and let's say that's the Navy. So it's checking the Navy. Is the Navy having a problem with gluten? So you do an IgE test, a skin prick, and it comes back, no, there's no problem here. So then your doctor says, no, you don't have a problem with gluten. But he only asked the Navy. It may be the Marines that are out. That's why 46% of children and 54% of adults that have IgE tests for gluten come back falsely negative, meaning the test says there's no problem, but they really have a problem. It's just the Marines or the Army that are out.
Or the Coast
Navy.
Guard or somebody. There's something there. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the testing, where gluten is. It isn't just in the Pepperidge Farm bread. It's in a lot of places that you might not expect it. But seems like an awful lot of benefits to getting out of the diet. But then there's that other question. Hey, don't we need this? Aren't we being told by dietitians that these grains are vital to our health? What's that all about? The government's talking about better labeling of what's gluten. How reliable is the labeling at this point? Sounds like we're all going to need to sign up for this Gluten Summit. A lot of questions. We may not get to all of them, but do stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin. We've been Real Food Grocery for almost 9 years. Now we're called HealthWorks Mart. but we're the same folks who take a personal interest in your health. We carry the most effective, top-quality products in each category, like the fine companies who sponsor the Healthy by Nature show. In fact, your host, Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, advises us on what to carry. We have extremely competitive prices on the names you trust, like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Best Brain Magnesium by Doctor's Best, Lily of the Desert, Jarro Formulas, Oreganol, and many more. Shop online at healthworksmart.com or in person if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check healthworksmart.com for directions or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or 877-673-2536.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Pisanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Pisanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Pisanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Dr. Tom O'Brien is an expert in the field of gluten. He is a doctor's doctor in that regard and has coordinated 29 experts on not just gluten, but health in general, because all of these things kind of work together. You can register for this free series of seminars by going to our website, RadioMarty.com, HBNShow.com. And the second item down is free online lecture series. And you click on that and you can register. You can pick up the ones that you like and particularly are available for, but I believe they will also allow you to buy recordings and printouts and so on. So register, find out what it's all about, and see how it might impact your life, because we have talked about an awful lot of things that are related to ways that we react in an unsatisfactory way to gluten that's in wheat and barley and rye, and we'll get to the question about oats here shortly. But a couple of last things I want to make sure that we touch on, because there's so much interest, Dr. O'Brien, in thyroid dysfunction. It seems to be a big problem. I'd like for you to talk about that. And you mentioned seizures, but also schizophrenia, that's something that may be linked. And I just recently read that celiac disease, the more severe form, is a risk factor for lymphoma, a type of cancer. So it's pretty important stuff. But what particularly would you like to say about the neurological schizophrenia and thyroid?
Well, thank you, Marty. And thank you for talking about the Gluten Summit. It's called A Grain of Truth, the Gluten-E Summit. It's November 11th to the 17th. We've spent the last 5 months interviewing the world's experts, and this information has to get out so people get the most accurate, clear information from the grandfathers, the world leaders. These are people that aren't out there selling any products. They're not selling any books. These are the true scientists. And then the nutritionist I interviewed about, how do you send your child to school? What do you pack for lunch? And how do you order in restaurants? And what about when we're traveling? And so I put this together so that tens of thousands of people can listen to all these interviews for free. It's all free. Everything's free about this. And they're going to get guidelines and understanding about the magnitude of this. So now to your question, let's talk about the magnitude. This paper just came out, and it's shocking. It's just shocking. In Sweden, they've got socialized medicine, which means they've got health records on everybody. And what they've been doing with newborns for over 30 years is that they take a drop of blood at birth from a baby, and they put it on a card and let the card dry, and then they store it. And they've got records on 50 million people or more of the blood at their birth. So they went back and they looked at some of that blood, and the technology is available now to look at that spot of blood to see about mom's antibodies given to the baby. Now, in the last part of the pregnancy, mom's immune system starts sending these antibodies into the baby's body, into the baby's blood. They're called IgG antibodies, another branch of the armed forces. And the purpose of these mom's antibodies going to the baby, say, okay, baby, you're about to be born now, be a couple of weeks. Here's some antibodies to our cat. You know, we've got a cat at home, but it's a nice cat. So here's some antibodies so your immune system just doesn't have to go red alert and react to the cat. And we live out in the country, you know, and there's lots of mold from the leaves that are decaying outside. And here's some antibodies to mold. Don't worry about the mold. It's okay. So here's some protection for you so your young little immune system doesn't have to overreact to the mold. That's the purpose of IgG antibodies that mom passes on to the baby in the last part of pregnancy. So they look to see about IgG antibodies to gluten. If mom had a sensitivity to gluten, what happened to the baby? So those moms that were in the highest 10% of antibodies to gluten at birth, those babies had a 70% increased likelihood of developing schizophrenia 30 to 40 years later as an adult. If mom was in the top 5% of antibodies to gluten, those babies had a 240% increased likelihood of developing schizophrenia 30 years later as an adult. What does that mean? Nobody knows. It's the first time anything like this has ever been studied. But what it tells us is that if mom has a sensitivity to gluten, it seems to affect the development of the baby's brain and nervous system in ways that no one's ever looked before. This is state of the art. This is the cutting-edge research that's just been published. So the doctors are going, oh, my God, what does that mean? Nobody knows. So what do you do with this? I've been teaching this now for about 6 weeks in my courses, wherever I'm lecturing. I say, so, docs, what do you do about this? Here's what you do. If mom has increased antibodies to gluten in pregnancy, get gluten out of the diet during the pregnancy. Err on the side of caution. There's no danger to mom getting gluten out of her diet. You just teach her how to eat a healthy diet without gluten. You have rice and you have corn and you have other foods, other grains for the grain content. Just get away from gluten. It's safe. It's smart. There's no danger because we don't know why the children 30 years later have brains that aren't working right. But it's undeniable that it's happening. Well, that's the kind of things we're talking about on the Gluten Summit. It's like, what? What?
Well, when the second part of that being, if you don't know your mother's genetics, maybe you're better on the safe side to avoid gluten yourself?
Well, that's a really good point, but I can't say that because that sounds a little too fanatical. That everyone, if you don't know if your mom was sensitive, everyone should avoid gluten. I personally don't agree with that, but I think everyone should be tested just to see if you have a gluten sensitivity or if someone's having brain dysfunction, whether it's depression or anxiety or schizophrenia. Absolutely, there's no danger in taking gluten out of your diet for a month and see what happens. Eat more rice. And see what happens. Do you feel better? Does your depression seem to be a little bit better? Then go out and have a pizza and see what happens. If the next day you're in a funk again, the depression's back full force, you say, oh my gosh, maybe there is something here going on. I better explore this more.
Well,
my recommendation usually is, and I stand strong on this, every person should be checked for gluten sensitivity. Just check.
That will be the first thing we do when we come back is talk about testing. But I would say with the pizza, that's kind of a mixed bag of tests. There's also the yeast factor in there. There's MSG in certain brands of pizza. So it could be other things or even the beer that you use to wash the pizza down with. So clear tests are more limited, maybe, you know, tabbouleh or something. But we'll be right back. We'll talk about testing. Maybe a follow-up question on the thyroid. Where do we look for? How do we know what foods have gluten in them? Are there some clues, good references, that kind of thing? So please do stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whitaker, and we'll be right back with Tom O'Brien.
Life can get complicated. Now there's a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctor's Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and complement each other to support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, or phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids known for their benefits and safety of use for many years and have more than 30 double-blind trials. GPC has been shown to support brain attention, memory, and other higher brain functions, collectively called cognition. PS is best known for its support of memory, mood, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help the working human brain attain optimal adaptability to manage life's challenges. The name says it all. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctor's Best. Because you deserve it.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing waste from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please, like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Until one breaks, it's easy to take our bones for granted. Healthy bones are living organs that constantly remodel to become stronger. They're built on a slightly flexible collagen framework that holds the minerals in place. Yes, that's minerals, plural. A common misconception is that bones are made only of calcium. Not so. Maintaining strong bones also requires the minerals magnesium, zinc, manganese, copper, and boron, as well as vitamins C, D3, and K2. Protect the health of your bones with Jarrow Formula's Bone Up, because it contains all of those important nutrients. And this is a very important point. Most common calcium supplements are made of what is basically ground up rocks, not Bone Up. It provides superior Australian hydroxyapatite, the very same form of calcium found in the human body. Ask for Bone Up at your favorite natural food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's JARROW.com. Jarrow, for the best in cutting edge nutritional formulas.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
This is one of those days when we wish we had a show stretcher, but that's, I guess, what you can call the Gluten Summit, because you can hear more from Dr. O'Brien and from 29 in total experts, free online seminars. You can pick and choose what's of interest to you and available, or you can get CDs and follow up at your leisure. It's from November 11th through the 17th, and the details are at a link on our website, RadioMarty.com, or the HBNShow.com. Either one will get you there. Events and appearances page, it's the second item down. And I am registered myself. It sounds fabulous. We were said we would talk first about testing when we came back, and yet another reason for testing. You talked about anybody who has osteoporosis, or probably anybody, period, for that matter, but especially if you've been struggling with thyroid, either hyper or hypothyroid, isn't that another reason? Would you address that and then tell us about what kind of testing people should be looking for?
Let's do a textbook in the next 12 minutes.
Oh, how about the next 5 minutes?
Okay. Sure. And for doctors monitoring thyroid function, there's a blood test called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. It's the brain's message to the thyroid about how hard to work. So if your thyroid's not working very well, the brain sends a stronger message: work harder, work harder. That's TSH. When doctors are giving medication, thyroid medication, to their patients, they use TSH as the marker. Is this enough medication? Do I need to give more? So they want to get that TSH level down. So they did a study where they looked at people that had these thyroid problems and required thyroid medication, and what dosage of medication did they require. And they looked at two groups, one that had celiac disease, that's the gluten sensitivity causing the shags to wear down, and one that didn't. And they compared them the same age, same weight on these people, so that it should have taken about the same amount of thyroid hormone. But what they found, those with celiac disease required 49% more drug. They needed more hormone that they had to take to get the TSH level down to the same level as those thyroid patients without celiac disease. And when they took gluten out of the diet of those celiac patients, within 6 months, their hormone needs were the same as the group without celiac disease. So they reduced the thyroid hormone requirement by 49% by taking gluten out of their diet. Yes, gluten sensitivity may affect your thyroid if that's the weak link in your chain. And there are studies on every other organ of the body that's just as startling.
Well, we could go on and on, but we are so limited in time. Please tell us what kind of testing for gluten sensitivity makes sense, and what kind of resources are out there for people to help them understand.
Of course. There's only one test on the market that's extremely accurate. The other tests that have been used for many, many years, they have they're a good test to do. That's all that's been available, but it's limited. There are many parts of the wheat molecule that the immune system may react to, many different parts. The problem has been that all of the laboratories have been looking at one part. It's called alpha-gliadin, and that's a very important part to look at because 50% of celiacs will have that elevated. But there are many different parts of the gluten molecule that the immune system may react to. It may not react to the alpha-gliadin part. It may react to a different part. And the paper started coming out on this back in 1999. So now there's a test available by the lab called Cyrex, C-Y-R-E-X, CyrexLabs.com. And you can get some information if you go there and just read about it. But your doctor can order the test for you. And this lab looks at 10 different parts of the gluten molecule, the most stimulatory parts. It looks at that alpha-gliadin one, but it looks at nine others so that you don't get the false negatives. If you're only looking at alpha-gliadin, it may come back positive. If it does, you got a problem. But if it comes back negative, it may not be a problem. It may be a problem, but it's just not reacting to alpha-gliadin. It's reacting to a different part of the wheat molecule.
To use your military, in this case, we're looking at different enemies. We've got the Russians, we've got Al-Qaeda, we've got a lot of different groups that would like to do us harm. So a more broad spectrum is going to watch for all of them.
That's a good analogy, Marty. That's a very good analogy.
All right. We've only got a little over a minute left. Your take on oats and, in general, are people pretty safe shopping in the produce department, the meat department, and the dairy department, just from the standpoint of gluten?
When oats grow out of the ground, there's no toxic gluten in them. When you buy oats off the shelf, there's toxic gluten in them. It's contamination. The trucks that hauled the oats from the field to the manufacturing facility hauled wheat last week, and they don't clean the trucks. And in terms of are you safe with meats and vegetables, yes, in general you are. However, they inject gluten into your turkeys, and we've got Thanksgiving coming up because it fattens them up.
Oh, so boy. We need to keep learning.
To the summit, you'll be able to learn so much more.
Well, I am very impressed that you've done this, grateful for the education that you bring us directly and indirectly by putting this on. I will try to gather up a few of these little factoids and put them in the newsletter coming up next week, but you really need to sign up for the summit and find out. Have your doctor do that, because he or she needs this information as well. Dr. O'Brien, it's been a delight having you on. Let's not wait a year.
Join the Chia Revolution. Switch to Chia Omega today. People striving to live a healthy lifestyle understand the importance of omega-3s. Health professionals frequently recommend fish oil to encourage cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. Now there is an eco-friendly vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. Chia Omega is an all-natural plant-based omega-3 supplement made from the chia seed oil. The richest, most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, chia seeds contain even more ALA omega-3s than fish or flax, minus the fishy aftertaste. In four exclusive formulas, including vegan, the Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulations is one of the first to combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. Join the Chia Revolution today. Ask for Chia Omega wherever fine health foods are sold. Chia Omega. Good for you. Good for the planet.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50, and your body could be producing 35% 40% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Thanks for hanging in there. I ran out of time to mention that there's an article on the website. If you just go into the search utility and search for gluten grief, it'll come up. Lists 13 reasons besides gluten sensitivity that the wheat, rye, and barley are not our friends. And we didn't get to whether there's really a need for it, but I'll just tell you. No, the fiber and the antioxidants that you get from grains, plenty of other sources for those, vegetables being primary among those. Besides this upcoming summit, there's also this next week, the gluten-free, allergy-free expo in Plano, Texas. I'm giving a talk there at 1 o'clock. In the Northbrook Room on Sunday, but the event is Saturday and Sunday. That's a great place to go if you want more information, get an idea what the gluten-free products are and services that are out there. That's Plano, Texas. Again, information on our website about that. Two things coming up to mark your calendar. I don't have yet on the website, but in mid-November, on November 16th, I believe, the Saturday, right in the middle of November, in the afternoon, we're going to be having a lecture. I'm going to give a lecture on energy, and that will be kind of in North Dallas. And so mark your calendar for that. And then our annual big holiday party for our listeners is December 7th, and that will be in Plano. Going to be really exciting, but we've got things for everybody in the country. We've got door prizes that we'll be doing drawings for everyone, and a lot of fun planned, a lot of good information. So mark your calendar this coming weekend, October 26th and 27th, is it? This computer doesn't pop a date up like I would like. And then November 16th, mid or early afternoon, and then December 7th, we're going to probably do a live radio remote, so it may start early in the morning at 7:30 and go until 2 in the afternoon. It'll be an open house kind of thing, so lots to look forward to. Like, you don't have enough to do this time of the year, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Again, really excited about Dr. O'Brien's summit. Please go to the website, link in, read about it, see who the people are that he's got. Our friend Susie Cohen is one of the people that you'll recognize. Somebody I've known for years and years, Liz Lipsky, is one. And there have been a couple of people that we've also had on the radio show. So have a great week, and do listen again next week and send your friends. We appreciate it so much. Take care.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
You can't even see one of your cells, but they sure are important. A healthy, energetic body requires healthy systems and organs. They, in turn, must be made up of healthy cells. Dr. John Young, MD, founded Young Health to help his patients restore their bodies and achieve peak performance by building a strong cellular foundation. Drawing on his experience with patients and extensive research into the latest biochemical, physiological, and Nobel Prize-winning protocols, Dr. Young created a program that increases overall health and vitality and even addresses the root causes of many many chronic conditions. The Young Health Shake incorporates a superior source of protein, a balanced blend of essential fatty acids, pH balancing drops, and the antioxidant-rich whole fruit puree, Fruit of the Spirit. Visit younghealth.com to see video testimonials from Young Health Shake users. The site also details about Dr. Young's weekly conference call where you can get your questions answered directly by the doctor. Order online at younghealth.com or call 800-753-1387. 800-753-1387.